It was a good first week of October for the University of Minnesota Duluth women's volleyball team. The fifth-ranked Bulldogs won two of three matches. They beat third-ranked Concordia of St. Paul with all-conference center Emily Torvey dishing out 38 assists. Then they lost to number 10 Southwest Minnesota State, but came back and disposed of Sioux Falls with Torvey handing out 44 assists. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more at WWIB.com. UMD redshirt junior Emily Torvey is back with me from Duluth today to talk about her 16-4 squad. So when you got up there as a freshman, you had to fill the big sneakers of four-time All-America Ashley Hinch with the Bulldogs. That had to be really challenging that first year.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on me to fill her shoes, like you said. It was great to have a redshirt year my freshman year, just to learn from her and see how she interacts with Jim and just the ways that he gives her pieces of information to implicate on the floor. And so just learning from her, and that was really important for me. You also just have to have a thick skin. Jim always talks about how setter is the hardest position to play in his program, and he's not shy about saying that. So him being open about that is a little bit of pressure filled too. So just having a thick skin to listen to what he's saying and work through that on the floor and use that to help my team. So it was pressure, but it was also exciting and get my opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm. And the Jim you refer to as head coach Jim Boos, the winningest coach in program history. And, boy, I tell you what, you didn't miss a beat. You came out that freshman year, and you were all-conference.
Yeah, it was an exciting opportunity to finally be out on the court after sitting for a year. And I really credit my team to making it my job easier by getting me good balls and putting away the sets that I give them. So not all of that is due to me in any way. So setter is something, it's a position that I depend on all the other girls on the court for sure. So
yeah. You were recruited out of a Christian high school there in the Loretto, Minnesota native area where you come from, your native area. But you got to the UMD campus. All of a sudden now, you're on a secular campus, and you want to keep your faith growing in the Lord, growing deeper in this eternal relationship with Jesus. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I did go to a Christian high school, and that actually for my whole life. So that is all I had been around. And it was something when I chose a college that I was looking to be maybe on a non-Christian campus just to strengthen my faith and really make it my own. It was a great experience growing up being around that. My parents really took pride in sending us to that school to raise us up in that way. But coming to UMD has been a great experience. I've been able to individually work, be connected on campus, and put that effort in for my own faith. And it's been really exciting to see the growth of that. I've been involved with Athletes in Action on campus, which is the varsity athlete-only Bible study, and just growing in that way as being part of the Bible study my first year and then becoming a leader in my next few years. And that's just really strengthened my faith. It's challenged me in a lot of ways that I didn't expect. I don't have the most outgoing personality, but being on the leader team has really challenged me to connect with other athletes and go out of my comfort zone to talk to them about faith and just reach out to them and form that community. I've also been involved with a great church up here, Rock Hill Community Church, and just meeting other families and people who aren't necessarily college students has been a great experience. I've met a lot of wonderful people who have opened up their homes to me and just connected and invited me in, and so that's been awesome experience up at UMD.
So what have you found is the best way, the most effective way for you to share your faith as a student athlete at UMD?
I think the best way is just to relate to them easily. Sports automatically brings that, especially with being on a team of 17 total girls right now. You already have that connection and things to talk about. But just relating to things that go on in college and their life and just listening to what they're struggling with, or always knowing that they can come to me to talk about anything. And so I think that is a great part of talking about faith with the teammates, is they know about my faith and they'll ask questions and things like that. And just being an athlete is connecting me with other teams, and it's been a great platform to share my faith.
Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure. Once you've identified yourself as a follower of Christ, people are going to be watching you, especially Emily, during those tense moments during a match on a court, huh?
Yep, that is for sure. And that's one thing that can be both challenging but also rewarding, and just how you act differently. And your teammates notice that, and other teammates on other teams on the other side of the net will notice that too. So.
Yeah, for sure. 5'8", redshirt junior setter Emily Torvie of the University of Minnesota Duluth women's volleyball team, ranked 5th in the country and 16-4 on the season so far. Emily, thanks for coming back to Sports and Commentary today. God bless you.
Thank you.